All right. Hey, legends. Fraser Brooks here, coming to you live today from Dubai. Hope you are doing absolutely incredible. It is Tuesday. It is 7 p.m. UK time, which means it is time for the Tuesday Night Live. Now, we are, just a little word of warning, we are streaming on Facebook page, Facebook profile, YouTube, and Instagram, and I use a technology that allows me to stream on all those platforms and see all the comments, all the love hearts, and all of the views all in one place. So I do appreciate you, regardless of which platform you are watching on and how engaged you are, but your engagement genuinely does mean the world to me. You sharing this with your friends means the world to me as well. And I made a commitment, I think like 8 weeks ago now, that I was going to be going live on this channel, on these channels, 7 p.m. UK time, every Tuesday, for as long as I feel the engagement is there, right? For as long as I see that people are continuing to show up, get value, and spread these lives with their friends and family. So Balog, I see you. Jeff, Kirsty, I see you. Zach, Songbird, 29, I see you. Hey, Chloe, how are you doing? Good. Mariana, Luisa, Puskas, Nicole, Jose, Natas, Sandru, I see you guys. Briska, Low Tox K, hope you're doing good. CEO, Palmer Roberts, Tyra, Laura Shaw, good to see you. Alicia, Justina, Cheryl, Jennifer, Mariana, good to see you. Marija, good to see you. Pamela, Marie, I love it, I love it, I love it. Jennifer, hey, ciao. Moira, Fiona, Evie, I love it. Amazing. So I'm super excited about today because last week I talked to you about the first part of the best network marketing scripts to use. All right, so we got part one, which is the best network marketing scripts, and today's going to be part two. Right, and I think scripts can be super, super helpful for everyone, really. They can be super, super helpful for everyone, but use them wisely with the intention that you take the idea and humanize it, right? So what I mean by that is, if you are always so scripted, you can be a little bit robotic. And the idea is that you become so human because you know what to say, you know the fundamentals of what works, you ask the right questions. Better questions gives you better answers. Now, before I go into today's talk, before I kind of go into this, I've got four different parts. We're going to talk about how you get someone from building a relationship, like into actually looking at more information, how you find the right prospects, how to follow up effectively, and if we have enough time, how to close. So if you're excited about those things, do me a favor, let me know in the chat if you are excited about those things. If you do share this with your network marketing friends and family, then please also come and drop the word shared in the chat. On Facebook, you simply hit the share button. On Instagram, you hit that little paper airplane button and then invite five of your friends, right? The idea really is to become a valuable resource. Think about it. All the influential people in your life, all the influential people who you know, they're all valuable resources. Tony Robbins, valuable resource. Eric Worre, valuable resource. Your mum or your dad could give you advice. They're valuable resource. So whenever you share something that brings value to someone, and you're not going to know, like you believe it's valuable to them, it's there up to them to decide whether what they do with the information, but being a valuable resource is one of the easiest, fastest, best ways to be looked up at. Right? And remember, a lot of people join people they look up to, and then it's also usually easier to recruit people, not that you look down on, but look down to the people who are looking up at you, right? Because you've got to be able to identify them, right? Okay, so I appreciate it. I can see all the love hearts. I see all the comments. 111 love hearts and 11, and there was 111 comments and 11 thumbs up at that time on my system that I saw. So kind of cool, all the ones, blah, blah, blah. All right, so before I go into this, I've got to just mention this because I would hate for you to miss out, truly, on Content and Conversion Summit that's happening on the 18th to the 22nd of March. So 18th to the 22nd of March, we have the free Content and Conversion Summit, right? 18th to the 22nd of March, the free Content and Conversion Summit. All you've got to do to register your free ticket is go to FraserBrooks.com/summit. That's FraserBrooks.com/summit. You know what? I'm going to see if I can. FraserBrooks.com/summit. Let's do it like that. And da-da-da. Wait for me. Where are you? There we are. All right. There we go. Now, that's going to be in my face the whole way, but who cares? It's going to help you. All right, so fraserbrooks.com/summit. If you go to that link, you can register for free. There is an upgraded experience that's $27. It's super, super, super valuable. But again, go register for free and make sure your team does it. Before I kind of share the script here, one of the best ways to have success in network marketing, in fact, the only way to have true success in network marketing is through duplication. And Jim Rohn used to say it best, identification is the key to duplication. How are you identifying, right? How are you identifying the people who you need to work with? How? Are you just, I don't know, I'm just going to recruit a load of people and see what does the work? Or are you going to set them assignments that if they do the assignment, they get your attention, right? If they do the assignment, they get your attention. If they don't do the assignment, guess what? They don't get your attention. So I call them an ICE. ICE. ICE, 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 ICE. ICE stands for Identify the Commitment Exercise. My microphone's in the way of that. That is poor form on my behalf. There we are. So Identify the Commitment Exercise. That's all it is. So, hey, there's a free summit coming up. You're going to learn 20 different social media strategies from top performers and earners all over the world in this network marketing profession. Are you in? Yes, I am. Okay, when you've registered, screenshot the thank you page so they know you're in. When they screenshot the thank you page over to you, you're going to add them into a private Facebook group chat. And inside that Facebook group chat, guess what you're going to talk about? The bingo moments from the summit when it's on from the 18th to the 22nd. And then what are we going to implement? And then give assignments based on the content. It's not about getting a ticket. Getting a ticket's easy. Everyone can get a ticket. It's freaking free. But showing up and growing up to then go up, that's the hard part. That's the hard part. And it still staggers me. We do all these things for free. It still staggers me the lack of commitment that people take with it. Because they're like, oh, yeah. And there's always three types of people. They sign up for these three things. They sign up for these things, whether it's free or paid. They put it in their Google Calendar. Boom. They attend it. There's the people who sign up for these things, don't put it in a Google Calendar and like, oh, I missed it. What a shame. And then there are the people who just ignore it. They're like, yeah, whatever. Which one are you? Are you a one, a two, or a three? And I'll tell you now, the ones win. The twos and the threes don't. Simple. Sometimes you're going to get a bit of tough love from me because in order for me to be your mentor, I'm going to have to sometimes be your tormentor. All right? Some of you guys might see me as your fremtor, right? A friend and a mentor. But yeah, there we go. Anyway, so here we go. I'm excited about this. First part here, obviously this is the second part of the script. Last week we did the first part. You can go see that on my YouTube channel. But the first part of this second part, 2.1, let's call it, is you've got to get good at asking the question. All right, so in the previous part, we talked about what do you do when someone comments? What do you do when someone friends or follows you? What do you say? Like, how can you reach out to someone? And then how to build a relationship. So the fifth part, the first part of today, is what question do you need to ask to see if someone is open? Because remember this, you can't close a closed door. So many people play the convincing game where they go, ooh, I really want him or her in my team. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to convince them that they need this, and then I'm going to try and close them. And that is the most awkward thing to do. Oh my God, guys, it's so awkward to do. It's so awkward to try and close someone who's not open in the first place. And that's when you start cringing. That's when you start getting uncomfortable. That's when you start to get the red rash that appears in your chest. I used to get that all the time, right? It's horrible. It's awkward. I don't know if they're interested and I've got to try and close them. Oh, this is not going to go very well. It's like when you invite people around to your house to see the presentation and they have no idea what it is. You just invited them around and you're panicking because you don't know if they're open or curious or not. Right? Happens all the time. Okay, so you're not in the convincing business. Absolutely. You're in the sorting business. You're in the persuasion business. Okay? So anyway, you got to ask this question. And again, this question might not translate into your language. This question might sound weird for you to send, but don't let that be an excuse for you to not send something at all. A lot of people, they'll go, oh, I'm not sending that because of XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. Right? Make it your own, but there are fundamentals. Be personal, see if they're open, give them an out. Okay, be personal, see if they're open, give them an out. Giving them an out simply means, hey, it's totally cool if not. Be personal is, hey, Claire, if their name's Claire. Hey, Emma, if their name's Emma. Hey, Michelle, if their name's Michelle. Not, hey, Bob, hey, Bob, hey, Bob, hey, Bob, hey, Bob. Oh, sorry, your name's not Bob, my bad. Copy paste. Don't copy paste. If your energy is high, then guess what? Do a voice memo, a voice clip, an audio message. If you're somewhere that has a killer background and it's dreamy, like you're in the Bahamas, or you're in Ibiza, or you're in Mallorca, maybe on your holidays, then do a video message. Hey, I just had to drop a video message for you, but make sure you say their name so they know it's addressed to you. Leverage what you've got. If it's high energy, audio, right? Just make sure there's some good audio etiquette and you're not sending 17-minute video voice messages. Okay, anyway, so it could go something like this. Hey, Holly. Just curious, would you be open to checking out some information on a game-changing system I've been following to blank? No worries if not, I just thought I would ask. So let me just dissect that message for a moment because I think it'll be helpful. And again, for those of you who are sharing this live with your friends, your family, your team, I flipping love you guys. Thank you. It's the only way we raise awareness. I'm done with relying on the algorithm to help me out. And I'm relying on you to help me raise awareness of these lives again. And I truly, truly appreciate it. Okay. So, hey, Claire, be personal. I'm just curious. Would you be open to checking out some information on a game-changing system, not product, not business? Why? People are pushing products like crazy and you're just going to be another one in the crowd. Business, people are pushing businesses like crazy and you're just going to be another one in the crowd. But how many people have actually messaged you and said to you, hey, Claire, hey, Kay, hey, Daniel, hey, Martin, I've got a system that's going to help you. No one does it. No one does it. And if they do, they've learned it from me. Right? I've been the one who's been adamant, like, products, business, system. In fact, I'll tell you, level one in network marketing is promoting a product. Level two is promoting the business. Level three is promoting a system. Level four is promoting a vision. Right, those are the levels. You start, oh, I'm a product promoter. Second, oh, I'm a business promoter. Third, oh, I've got this great system that we follow. Fourth, I've got this vision. I know where I'm going. I'm going to take you with me. So game-changing. So again, hey, Claire, just curious. Would you be open to checking out some more information on a game-changing system I've been following to blank? What's your blank? Please let me know. What's your blank? I'm asking you guys who are tuning in on this on the replay or on live. How do you, like, a game-changing system I've been following to what? Lose weight? Make money? Make money online? Make money on social media? Get in better shape? Lose 30 pounds? Get better skin, improve my confidence, live a life of freedom. Okay, so would you be open to checking out some information on a game-changing system I've been following to live a life of freedom? Game-changing system I've been following to retire from my job. Game-changing system I've been following to have more time freedom. Game-changing system I've been following to spend more time with my kids. Game-changing system I've been following to get rid of the bat wings. Is that how you... Sorry, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing that on a live, right? Game-changing system, I've been, like, short, sweet, not game-changing system I've been following to decide that I'm going to leave my job in 2024 and blah, 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 blah. No, short, sweet, to the point, easy to read, sexy, appealing. No worries if not, I just thought I would ask. That's it. Hey Claire, just curious, would you be open to checking out some more information on a game-changing system I've been following to make money on social media? No worries if not, I just thought I'd ask. If they say no, great. If they ignore you, great. Because the right people will go, ooh, that's a bit of me. The stronger the blank in this situation, the better the response. If you're not getting responses, people are ghosting you, your blank sucks. And this is something I learned. This is something I learned early on in network marketing. Not so early on, like when I think about it, like early on in like my career, but like still, it took me a while to get it. But it was still early on. Weird. I'm not making sense. Anyway, it was early on for me. was that I thought I sucked at this. I thought I sucked at network marketing, but I realized I didn't suck. My offer did. My blank sucked. I'm not going to keep saying the word sucked anymore. It feels weird to keep saying it, right? It wasn't that I sucked. It wasn't that I was bad. It was that my blank was bad. My offer was bad. And you don't have to change companies to have a better blank. You don't have to change companies to have a better offer. You just have to package it correctly. For example, if you keep promoting your product and people keep saying things like, too expensive, how many of you guys get that? Like, let me know in the chat. Legit, how many of you guys say things like, it's too expensive, I already have something similar, like things like that, right? Let me know if that's you while I take a sip from my, sip of my green tea. I love green tea, man. That's it, Claire. That's right. Yes. Okay. Compared to what? Like, what are they comparing your product to? They're comparing it to things they buy in the supermarket. This is network marketing. So, if someone says to you, again, you say like this game-changing product, you're talking about the product, and someone says, oh, it's too expensive, or oh, I already use something from the supermarket, it's half the price and it has more protein, for example, then, and then they say it's too expensive compared to what? The supermarket. Ah, okay. So let me ask. Let me guess. When you go to the supermarket, you pick up the product and you go to pay for it, you pay by cash or card, they say, would you like your receipt? You say yes, you get the receipt, and then they say, have a good day. Right, is that right? Okay, this is what happens with our product. When you buy, that's when the journey begins. In the supermarket, the journey ends when you make a sale. They're like, yes, someone bought from us. We go, yes, we have someone to transform. So the reason why we can charge a premium is because you're going to get accountability, you're going to get community support, you're going to get on-demand support, you're going to get guides, because it's not necessarily the product that you've just bought, but it's actually how you use them. And you're going to have the opportunity to come to events to have your mind blown. Does that still sound expensive to you? I don't know how much you pay for a personal trainer in this example. £100 a session, £50 a session, £30 a session, whatever. That's all included. You're not going to get a personal trainer, but you're going to have someone who's going to show you what you need to do online. Crazy. It's crazy. So ask the question. The right people will say yes. The wrong people will ignore you. They will ghost you, whatever. Now, are you guys following so far? If you're following so far, let me know. Also, if you are tuning in on any of the platforms, we're live on Facebook profile, Facebook page, YouTube channel, and Instagram. The Instagram feed is not super great. It's a little bit blurry. I see that. Sorry for you guys who are struggling the way through. I hope the audio is good enough that you can hear. Then make sure you do not miss the opportunity to register for free at fraserbrooks.com/summit. It's up there somewhere. I don't know why I'm pointing back there as if it's on the wall. It's there on the wall. No, it's just there. I've put it on the screen. Right, so fraserbrooks.com/summit. Go there. Register for your free ticket. If you want to upgrade to the All Access Pass, go ahead and do that. It runs from the 18th to the 22nd of March. 5 days, around an hour and 20 minutes each day. It's recorded, so you wake up on the day one. You watch it throughout the day. You can watch 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, until you go to bed. Then we do the same in day two, three, four, five. 20 strategies on social media to create better content and be able to convert the people who do attend your content or watch your content, consume your content, convert them into new team members or customers. All right. So make sure you go to fraserbrooks.com/summit, register for free, and then go and tell your team to register as well. Don't come alone. Pointless, right? You have no leverage if you come alone. Obviously, if you've got no one in your team, then tell someone else you know in your company, an upline, a sideline, a downline, bring them with you so that you can brainstorm. You know, it's so funny. There was a quote. Let me see if I've got that quote written down that I saw today. Oh, well, it was really good. It was so good that I forgot it. All right, here we go. Learning is best achieved through relationships, having the right conversations with the right people in the right context, and collaborative action. right? So learning is best achieved through relationships, having the right conversations with the right people in the right context, and collaborative action. So imagine that you come alone and you don't have that. You should always do your best to attend events online, in person, with other people. Okay, so let's talk about the second part, right? Or the sixth part in this series, if you followed from the last session that we did last week. The sixth part is all about qualifying. Now, be honest, how many of you guys struggle or have a challenge with closing? So if you have 10 people who have gone through your process, gone through your system, as I take my shoes off here, to get grounded on the 47th floor. Yeah, kind of an interesting one there. Then how many of you guys, if you were to speak to 10 people, how many of you guys are not closing three or four of them? Right? A lot of people struggle with closing. And it feels like you're banging your head against a brick wall. It just feels like you're wasting your time. You just can't do it. And then you start saying things like, I'm not good at this. I suck at closing. There's that word again. Suck at closing. Maybe it's just not for me. I need to find better people. You don't find better people. You do your people better. Please know that. You don't find better people. You do your people better. Always. Now, write this down as you're making notes. The harder you qualify, the easier the close. The same is true in the reverse. If you don't qualify, the close is almost impossible. The harder you qualify, the easier the close. Now, qualifying might feel hard. It might feel laborious. But when you do qualify someone, the close is very, very, very basic and very, very, very simple. So there are two types of people. You have suspects and you have prospects. A suspect is someone who's curious. They're like, oh yeah, like, so you say to them, hey Claire, just curious, would you be open to checking out some more information on a game-changing system that I've been following that's helped me lose 10 kilos and I've been helping other people do the same thing? No worries if not, I just thought I would ask. And she goes, yeah, go on then. Because they're like, I've heard about these things all over social media. I just kind of want to see what it's all about. And they're curious, so they're a suspect. However, a prospect is serious. A prospect is serious. They're like, I need this. So when someone says, yes, I'm open, instead of you going, okay, link sending specialist, here's the link. Let me know what you think. Let me know when you've watched it. Let me know if you've got any questions. And then you're like, oh God, what do I do next? What do I do if they say yes? What do I do when they sign up? I'm not a leader, but I'm going to have to be a leader. Oh God, there's all these thoughts going through your head that you somehow figure out a way to self-sabotage. But also the other side, you can be like, yeah, I've got 5 people today on the presentation. I'm going to be rich when 2 of them join. And they all 5 of you ghost you. And then you start thinking, oh no, it's the video. The video sucks. Everyone else is succeeding with the video, but it clearly is bad. It clearly stinks. It's clearly awful. It just, my prospects just don't like the video. No, you don't have any prospects. You've got suspects. So don't focus on this is why when people say it's a numbers game, it's not. It's only a numbers game if you play the game right, and a lot of people are playing the wrong game. They're chucking the numbers on the wall, seeing what sticks. So instead of just going, here's the link, there you go, woohoo! Let me know what you think. Let me know if you've got any questions. I look forward to hearing from you. You're going to say something along the lines of, that's amazing, Steve. Now, I know that Claire's transformed into Steve, but I'm trying to, kind of keep it balanced here. Bit of women, bit of men kind of thing. Right? That's amazing, Steve. But before I send the information over to you, I want to make sure that we aren't both wasting our time. So, real simply, why are you open to enter your blank? Why are you open to making money online? Why are you open to losing some extra weight? Why are you open to gaining confidence? Why are you open to being surrounded by positive people? Why are you open to whatever your blank is? See the power of the blank. See the power of that offer that you need. Hey, Steve, that's amazing. I'm super excited to get the information over to you. But before I do send it over, I just want to make sure that we're both not wasting our time. So why? What's got you interested, or why are you open to blank, to making money online? That's all you got to ask. Now, here's the thing. The suspects will ghost that question. Oh, God, this is too hard to get the information. Oh, this is too hard. So they say to you, well, you know what? Like, I could do with earning extra income because I'm not too sure how long I'm not too sure how long I'm going to have my job for. Or you know what? Like, my wife just got made redundant. Or you know what? Like, the interest rates are killing us at the moment. Now, people will open up to you when you've paid attention and you've built a relationship with them. Some of you are going, no one's going to tell me that. Yeah, because you haven't built the relationship and the trust. That's why all of these parts of the process all match up. It's also known as a system, a process, right? So they come back to you and tell you. So I'm going to be like, Steve, you sound like a perfect fit. Steve, you sound like a perfect fit. Can you watch the video tonight? Remember, you want to book a meeting from a meeting. It's called Bam Fam. Book a meeting from a meeting. So you book a meeting from a meeting. Hey, Steve, can you watch it? Can you watch the video tonight? The video I'm going to send to you is solid gold. You're going to love it. You sound like a perfect fit. Can you watch it tonight so I can introduce you to some friends of mine tomorrow? Now, that is you getting permission to do a three-way chat, a three-way call. They say, yes, sure. Then you send it to them. All you've had to do is ask one question. And I almost promise you, I don't want to promise you something if you're not even going to try it. But you will see dramatic changes in your conversions. You just will, because you're starting to qualify people. And the pros out there, the people who want to take this another level, is you're going to ask maybe 2, 3, 4 questions before they get the information. So they've already bought into what you're doing without even knowing what it is. Instead of, oh, I wonder what it is. Oh, I've seen all those things before. Nah. Instead it's, geez, man, I need to make a massive change. I've got no other options, no other solutions. I might as well get started with this one. Crazy, right? For all the people who have shared, Josie, I see you. I saw a load of you guys before as well. Holly, thank you. Emma, Yvonne, all of you guys who shared, truly, massively appreciate it. Thank you. Means the world. All right? So, I've actually run out of time. Didn't think this was going to happen, but we're going to go on to part 3 next week. Okay, and that will most likely be our last session for a little while because I'm going away on vacation and we've got the Content and Conversion Summit. So this is our last reminder. And by the way, guys, has this been valuable for you tonight? Have you got value from this? Have you got value? Like, especially for those of you who've watched part 1 and part 2, we've gone through, now just to recap, what to do when someone comments, what to do when someone friends or follows you, what to do when you, how to reach out to someone, how to build a relationship, how to see if someone is open, how to qualify. Next week, we will talk about what to do to effectively follow up in a way that you'll get excited to follow up instead of, oh no, I'm going to follow up, the fortune's in the follow up, but I hate it, right? And then how to actually effectively close people, okay? Now again, remember how, I know how crazy that, did anyone else feel that 30 minutes just absolutely flew by? All right, that was just rapido. So, last reminder tonight, right? If you haven't already done so, make sure you go to fraserbrooks.com/summit and sign up for the free ticket, your free ticket to Content and Conversion Summit, and then go and tell your team to do it. I promise you, this will be one of the best online events that you attend this year, right? Hopefully, you'll attend better ones. But if you attend better ones than this one, they will be freaking gold. 20 secret strategies from a load of top income earners and top performers who are pouring their hearts out to help you win, because we all want network marketing to grow, to be the greatest industry there's ever been. We're almost there, but there's still a little bit of work to do, all right? I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for sticking around. For those of you who have shared it as well and engaged and participated, I see all the comments, I see all the loves, I see all the shares. I truly appreciate that, and I cannot wait to see you next time on the Tuesday Night Lives here, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. UK time. Big love. God bless. I'll see you next week. Have an amazing week, guys. Bye-bye.